And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, Holy Mother Church has placed before our eyes the example of the Holy Family to lead not only us personally to greater holiness, but our families as a family unit. And there is no greater example than that of the Holy Family. And yet, our worldly wisdom, which is truly nothing more than foolishness, and our common sense, which we pride ourselves on all the time, will almost rebel against the idea of imitating that family when we study and realize that their life was a thorough and total self-effacement. That it was a life of humility, a life of great poverty. It says in St. Luke's Gospel, today we read it in the Gospel, he, our Lord, went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. Now, Nazareth, you have to understand this about the village, was a commonplace, contemptible little village with no history to it, and it did not even have its own Hebrew name. It was the Greeks, I learned as I was preparing this sermon, the Greek traders who named the village. It didn't even have its own name given by its own people. The village was so poorly thought of by the men at that time that when Philip, the apostle, was pointing out to Nathanael the fact that the Messiah was from Nazareth, the only response that Nathanael gave was, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" That was his only response. And yet, it was there in that town that Joseph settled when he brought the child and his mother out of exile from Egypt. He didn't settle in the king's city of Bethlehem, nor the city of the temple, Jerusalem, but Nazareth. One author puts it this way: here in Nazareth, the light of the world was hidden for 30 years, giving an example for the inhabitants and for all the world to imitate. And yet so few saw him. Now, if our life is to be modeled on that of the Holy Family, then we must overcome ourselves and lead a life like theirs of obedience and of poverty, at least the spirit of poverty, and of hard, honest work. Now, most men have to be subject to someone or another for their whole life long, whether it be children obeying their parents, whether it be the wife, and she must be subject to her husband, or whether it be the working man who is subject to his employer. But we're all subject to someone, a priest to his bishop. And we all have to submit our wills, this is hard, to the circumstances of life. And for the most part, we have a hard time doing this, submitting our wills to all of these circumstances. And we often bitterly complain, if not to God, then to ourselves and to others about our lot in life. And then most men will at one time or another feel the burden of poverty, or at least they will have it, they will be dissatisfied a little bit with what they have. And they get the gimmies. Give me more. I need this. And then all men, by the providence of God, are obliged to work. And oftentimes, when we work, there is an apparent, and I say apparent, failure after all that we do. We work hard and get no reward. We work hard and the pay is little. We work very hard and still come away dissatisfied with how the work has turned out. and all of the rest. However, once we begin to imitate the Holy Family, then all of this discontentment that reigns in our homes and in our own hearts will be changed into a perfect peace and happiness that existed in that home in Nazareth, in that poor house of Nazareth. The contentment that reigned in that house, excuse me, the contentment that reigned there in that house was a result of the fact that the Holy Family was focused not on the outcome of their work, but on the fulfillment of the will of God. So long as they did that, were doing God's will, nothing else mattered. The outcome of their work, how much money they had, what city they lived in, it did not matter. All that mattered was the will of God. They obeyed the will of God in all things. The first, then also think of this, Jesus being God, obeyed without question and always immediately the commands of Mary and Joseph. Though he made them, he obeyed them. And Mary was always subject to her spouse, though she was the most perfect, the most powerful, and the most wise of all of God's creation. She obeyed the humble Saint Joseph. And in this way, the Holy Family shows us the humble path of obedience. Most of us, let's say pretty much all of us, if we're honest with ourselves, cringe. Absolutely cringe at the thought of having to obey someone else. Children have this struggle of obedience their whole life long, particularly when they arrive in the teenage years. They're developing their own will, their own personality. And of course, they want to do things their way. And then wives, because of original sin, always have a hard time with this, being subject to the husband as to the Lord. That is what St. Paul says. And then we men, it's always hard too. Obedience to your employer. In my case, obedience to a bishop. How hard it is sometimes to forget our own will to obey our superiors. And then let's never forget too, so just a good reminder, when you're a penitent and go and receive the advice of a priest, how often it is very difficult to obey. But we forget, don't we? We forget that obedience, even when we're adults, obedience to our superiors is the safest and the surest way to heaven. Obedience makes all of our works pleasing to God, and the consoling thought is that we will never have to answer to God for anything that we do through obedience. Anything. It is only when we blaze our own trails, do our own things, and get our own way that then we will have to answer to Almighty God. So home life then will be most peaceful and happy only when we all of us learn the virtue of humble obedience, when children are taught to obey their parents, when wives learn that humble obedience to husbands in all things except sin, and when husbands are obedient to the will of God and his commandments. But secondly, after obedience in the Holy Family was the virtue of poverty. And poverty, it was a welcome thing in the life of the Holy Family. And think of this, when God came down from heaven to earth, he willingly chose for himself a life of poverty. He was born in a cave. He died on a cross. He was buried in someone else's tomb. He had nothing in this life. He chose it for himself. And Saint Joseph, though he never shirked his duties, he was a hard-working man. He was always content at the idea of poverty. And it never disturbed Our Lady's peace of soul either, that they were so poor. Their hearts were so filled with the love of God and the desire to possess him that there is no room left for material goods. They didn't want it. They were filled with God. And poverty ruled. It reigned at Nazareth for one purpose alone, that we might learn that we are only pilgrims here in this world, and that heaven is our true home. And as a result, we should never seek inordinately the things of this world. And I say we should never seek inordinately. It's good for us to seek the things of this world to a certain extent. It is permitted, clothing, a good shelter, nice clothing, and all of the rest of it. But never seek it inordinately. And certainly never seek anything that will draw you away from Almighty God. And despite the fact that the Holy Family was at peace with their poverty, we mustn't think that they didn't feel it. They had to battle against it. They had to work for their money. They had to work to keep to pay their taxes and everything else. They worked for it, though. Joseph was a village carpenter, as you know. And our Lord, when he was old enough, though he was the creator of all things, this is always a beautiful meditation, I thought, around Christmas time. Though our Lord was the creator of all things, he brought into existence out of nothing, by a simple act of his will, all that you can see in this world, the galaxies, the billions and billions of stars, the sun and the moon, the blue sky, the grass and the sand, all of it he formed by a single act of the will. And yet as a child, when he was old enough to work, he went into St. Joseph's workshop, and with his hands, he built chairs, he built tables, he built things that would be used by man in their common households. He used his hand, he labored, and by so doing, he blessed and sanctified all of the work that we ourselves would do later on. The world was waiting to be converted. Men were longing for truth, the sick waiting to be cured. And our Lord, all the while, for 30 years, patiently labored in poverty and obedience. And all this he did to teach us an example. I leave you with this thought, though. All of his hidden life seemed, in the eyes of the world, to be a failure. I will read this. It came from a certain author. Did Nazareth, the village itself, profit from the presence and example of the Holy Family? Not at all. Nazareth, in the time of our Lord, did not profit. After our Lord began his public life, it says in St. Luke, that Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and the fame of him went out into the whole country, and he taught in the synagogues and was magnified by all. And then he came to Nazareth, where he was brought up, and he went into the synagogue according to his custom on the Sabbath day, and he rose up to read, and the book of Isaiah, the prophet, was delivered unto him. And as he unfolded the book, this is still sacred scripture, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, wherefore he hath anointed me, to preach the gospel to the poor he hath sent me, to heal the contrite of heart. This day is fulfilled, this scripture in your ears." And it says, the people of Nazareth then asked, they looked around at one another, "Is not this the son of Joseph from Nazareth?" And then scripture continues, "And all in the synagogue that day were filled with anger. And they rose up and thrust him out of the city, and they brought him to the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong." That is how Nazareth received the example of the Holy Family, working in obedience and living in poverty. That is how they were received. But do you think that this example was a complete failure? No. All you have to do is look up into heaven. There you will find soul after soul who profited from the example of the Holy Family. They lived a life of obedience. They were happy with what God has given them. They had the spirit of poverty, even though they were rich. And they labored. They labored and did all for the glory of God. So let us today imitate those three virtues and instill them into the family life. And then you will find great peace and contentment in your own home life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.